This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Good afternoon, and thank you for calling Geek Squad Client Care. This is Anthony speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, Anthony? This is Jody from XPO, and I have an FMS number for you.
Okay, give me just a moment. Okay, what is the FMS?
It would be 7502-3237.
Okay, let me get that pulled up. Client's name is Gene L. Toland.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, give me 1 second. Okay. So let's see here. Contents of the client's order going to address 105 Coterie Place.
Yes, sir.
In Bourne, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what's going on?
Okay. So the dishwasher wasn't the correct measurements. So it's being returned to the warehouse.
Wait. Dishwasher measurements?
Yes, sir. The dishwasher. Yes, sir. It was too tall. Basically, the height was the problem.
Okay. So, out of curiosity, how are you guys taking the dishwasher back to the warehouse? Because this order only calls for an installation in Holloway, which means that your guys shouldn't be authorized to take the dishwasher.
I don't know what you mean by that, sir.
Okay, so the order number that you gave me, right, the FMS of 7502-3237, what's on that order? Like, what service lines do you see on that order?
It says dishwasher open.
It says what?
It says dishwasher. It's the only thing it says. And
does it say the model number? Does it say anything about the product itself?
The SKU number is 379-3069.
Yeah, that's the dishwasher installation SKU. That's not the dishwasher itself. So your guys aren't authorized to take the dishwasher back to the warehouse because the dishwasher is on a separate order.
Okay, give me one moment.
If you guys took the dishwasher out of the client's home, it's effectively the same thing as stealing property from the client because we have no way to refund the client if you're taking the product back. I mean, unless you can provide me with a separate order number for the product itself.
Okay, give me one.
Yes,
give me
your
one
guys
second.
Should not be able to.
Give me
yeah.
1 second.
All right, thank you.
Sir?
Yes.
Okay, we're calling about the dishwasher installation.
No, I know that. But you were saying that your guys are taking the dishwasher out of the customer's home. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We're returning the dishwasher over to the warehouse.
Why?
First thing tomorrow morning, because the measurements were incorrect.
So not when.
It
why
won't
are
be
you
able
guys,
to fit.
Why are you guys taking the dishwasher back?
It won't be able to fit in the client's
right,
home.
But that doesn't mean you guys need to remove. Okay, but you're not understanding what I'm saying. So if the customer ordered the dishwasher from Best Buy, right? They paid for it. They placed an order for it, and on that order, we delivered the dishwasher to the client. Yes. If you guys take the dishwasher back without us creating a return for that product, the client doesn't get their money back for that product. You effectively took the item out of the client's home. That wasn't on the order. So you should not have taken that product back. If that dishwasher is on your team's truck, you need to take that back to the client's home, because we need to have the paperwork and create a return order for that dishwasher.
Okay, give me one moment.
Yeah.